It's Wednesday, February the 10th, and we are in the Ascent Psalms, the Psalms 120 through 134, collection of psalms put together, to try and mimic the pilgrimages that Jews living far away from Jerusalem might sing as they make their journey, their caravans from their distant lands back to Jerusalem for one of the great feast days like Passover. And Psalm 127 is the psalm before us today. And you can imagine, back in Psalm 122, the psalmist had arrived in Jerusalem. And when you've been away from home for a while, you tend, after a season, to think about home. And perhaps to miss home. And so Psalm 127 is about home, and it begins with, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." It's a reminder that in all of life, God rules. And unless we acknowledge God in our home, in our work, in our ambition, in our dreams, in every aspect of our lives, all that we do will amount to nothing. Now, what does he mean by house? Unless the Lord builds the house. And I don't think he's thinking here about bricks and mortar and carpentry and stonemasonry and plumbing and all of that kind of thing. House can often mean something different in Hebrew. And we use it that way in English. You know, what house are you from? What lineage? Or as they say in South Carolina, who are your parents? Who are you related to? And I think that's what he's thinking about. The second half of the psalm talks about home life, marriage and children. "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward." And so he's talking about the blessing of family life, of marriage, of home, husband, wife, children, grandchildren. And it's a cliche, of course, to say that there's nothing more important than family. And there are no occasions that are more important than when families gather together, especially families who actually love each other, and especially families whose family life is built around the gospel, around the church, around God's covenant faithfulness. Those wonderful scenes that we see on Sunday mornings, typically, where there's an infant, parents, grandparents, sometimes great grandparents, and they've all been members of this church for generations and generations. And that's the image here. He's worshiping in Jerusalem, but he's worshiping as a family, as a covenant family. And when you have that, the center of the psalm, often the meaning, the essential meaning of the psalm is at the center. He gives his beloved sleep. You've cast your burdens on the Lord because he cares for you. And so when you go to sleep at night, all your burdens, you just cast them on the Lord and he gives you sleep. Well, that's the theory. The practice is often another thing. Psalm 127. Have a wonderful day.